HiBridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Dinner with Edward, The Story of a Remarkable Friendship, by Isabel Vincent. Read by Elise Arsenault. It was one of the best meals we ever ate. The fact that we remember it with such queer clarity must mean that it had other reasons for being important. I suppose that happens at least once to every human. I hope so. M.F.K. Fisher, The Gastronomical Me. Christmas Eve Dinner. I heard about the promise Edward made to his dying wife long before I met him. Valerie, Edward's daughter and one of my oldest friends, related the story when I saw her shortly after her mother's death. Paula, who was just shy of her 95th birthday and had been bedridden and drifting in and out of consciousness for days, sat up in bed specifically to address her beloved husband. "Listen to me, Eddie," Paula spoke firmly, emphatically. "You can't come with me now. It would be the end of our little family." Paula knew that Edward had already made the decision that he wanted to die rather than face life without her. That was wrong, she said, and exhorted him now to keep on living. When he finally agreed, she serenaded the man she had been married to for 69 years. She began with My Funny Valentine and segued into half-remembered lyrics of Broadway show tunes and ballads that topped the charts in the 1940s.